T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's 12:08. Your keyword to cash this hour is
King. K-I-N-G. King. Text the word into 72881.
A warning. A little bit later on, we're going to play Who Am I? Jamie sent me the clues without telling me who it was. There are 10 of them.
Are there?
I read all 10. Mm-hmm. I had no idea who it was. I warn you, it's going to be, and as Jamie put it, it's going to be pretty tough.
I can do a different one.
I mean, finally, I had to ask her, who is it?
But it makes sense once I tell you who it is. If you use your noggin.
I don't want to have to think.
Put all those clues together. This might not be a get it on the first try kind of game, but that's okay.
That'll make Travis happy.
No, because I read it and I got frustrated because I know people are going to call in and it's going to all be wrong.
But Travis, you are... No, wait a minute. You famously have done some of the hardest Who Am I's we've ever had.
That is true.
Like, way harder than anything I've ever done. So you don't mind it when you do it and it's difficult, huh?
No, not at all.
But when I do it and it's difficult...
Yes.
Then you don't like it.
No.
We can switch spots. You can sit here and I'll just take all the calls.
I would, you know, if you want to take these calls, I'm perfectly fine with that.
I think there's a reason they leave us on this side.
It's going to be very tough when we play coming up in 40 minutes. Just warning you. Yeah, we'll do it at 12:45.
But wait, what are these tickets that we're giving away?
It's your chance to go see the Reunion Beatles. It's a tribute band to John Paul George and Ringo.
Well, that's worth it.
At the Folly Theater in downtown Kansas City.
That should be a little difficult. We're not just giving away...
A stapler off of Travis's desk.
It's a good thing you said that instead of me substituting some kind of thing that we've given away tickets to before.
Don't.
Because that would get me in trouble.
Jamie, we would like to speak with you in the promotions office.
No, these are worth it. This should be difficult. And remember yesterday how easy it was? Remember how easy it was yesterday? Like third clue, somebody got it.
But
I did it yesterday too. This is payback. I don't remember what it was yesterday. What was the clue I gave?
It's Tonya Harding.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, somebody had that on like the third try.
Travis, by the way, you weren't here yesterday. Have you heard of Tonya Harding?
Yeah.
Okay.
I even watched the I, Tonya movie.
Okay. There were people who had not. We had young people saying they had never heard of Tonya Harding.
You are 28.
The knee basher. How do you not know this?
Yeah.
Don't know.
Margot Robbie, who played Tonya Harding in the movie, who is 28 years old, did not know it was a true story when she read the script.
She's Australian.
So what? It was the Olympics. So what?
I'm going to ask Travis the same one I asked Minders yesterday. Travis, tell me everything you know about Greg Louganis.
Who?
See? Oh, all right. See? Greg Louganis was an Olympic diver for the United States.
Gay.
AIDS. And famously in Seoul, in 1988, he hit his head on the back of the board and still came back to win gold.
One of the greatest stories ever.
One of the great U.S. Olympic stories ever.
Sounds kind of boring.
But that... God. We lose Travis for 2 days. He comes back grumpy.
Boring. Now, you can say you're not interested, but what's boring about that?
I just don't know his name, so there's no point for me to really know him.
I don't know his name, so there's no point in me having to know his name.
No, see, that's I don't need to know him. Why do I need to know him?
Hashtag millennial.
Because it's...
Hashtag
why do you
Olympian.
Need to know anything?
Who cares? He's an athlete. I don't need to know him.
Why do you need to know, you know, the first president of the United States?
I don't.
It's history.
I don't need to know him either.
He's just a guy. I'm not going to meet him.
He's history.
I'm not going to see him.
We got a president now. I don't need to worry about George Washington.
Go ahead and give me your text criticizing education if you'd like. It's not that it wasn't taught to him at some point. It's that he doesn't care.
It sounds boring, so I don't care.
Which is why a lot of kids don't like school. It sounds boring, so I don't care. No, what you said, it sounds boring. I don't think I need to know that. Right?
I don't.
All right.
Well, somebody, I don't even.
Yeah, but somebody might say the same thing about Tonya Harding. But her story was not boring in any way.
No, and it was, you're a sports guy.
Yeah, Travis.
You're a sports guy.
You're a sports guy.
He's
checked out.
He's like, I'm done.
Speaking of sports.
I miss the morning show. I'd rather get up at 4 a.m. than deal with this.
I don't swim, so I don't need to know about this guy.
I don't swim either. I don't even really care about sports, but I know who Greg Louganis is.
All right. Speaking of sports, the president has weighed in on the new rule coming down from the National Football League. You'll hear what President Trump told Fox News earlier today. His thoughts on Roger Goodell, the rest of the owners, and the new kneeling rules when it comes to the national anthem. We'll do that next. All right, so we're not going to spend a ton of time on this, so if you'd like to jump in and voice your opinion, you can at 576-7798. Remember when President Donald Trump said this?
Wouldn't you love to see one of these NFL owners, when somebody disrespects our flag, to say, get that son of a bitch off the field right now, out, he's fired.
Remember that? That was back in...
I knew.
You remember that last September? Yeah. That was when President Trump was, for whatever reason, resurrecting a dead issue of the kneeling. And after that, it became what we talked about when it came to football for the next few weeks. And even up to the point where in the offseason here, the NFL, as you know by now, or if you didn't hear the news yesterday, the NFL has a new policy. And Travis, I'd love to know what you think, being a football guy. If you're going to be out for the anthem, you got to stand. You can choose to stay in the locker room or at a designated area. And if you do kneel, then the team will probably fine the team. The NFL will probably fine the team. The players can then be fined by the team if they'd like to. By the way, the Jets owner has come out and said he is going to pay any fines levied for kneeling. He doesn't care. He's fine with the players, enacting their First Amendment rights. Travis, what was your take on the rule that came down yesterday?
That the NFL was basically scared of Trump. That's what I got out of it. I don't think it had anything to do with fans complaining or their so-called ratings being down, even though Sunday Night Football was at its highest in the past 7 years. I don't know. I just think it's just kind of stupid to tell someone how to protest. People always say, well, you got to do it off cameras. Well, for football players, for athletes, for basketball players, for baseball players, their, stage is in front of crowds, not at practice when no one's there besides the coaches and maybe one or two guys from the media. You know, not at home when they're sleeping or watching film. Not inside the film room with their coaches if they're sitting on the floor and not in the chair. Their platform is on the field before the game, during the game, after the game. So when they kneel during the anthem, this has nothing to do. There's already a video of a player, Sterling Brown from the Milwaukee Bucks, who was arrested, tased, in a CVS parking lot. It took six cops to basically tase this guy over a parking violation. This is one of the reasons why they kneel. It has nothing to do with the military flag. This is my opinion. I'm not saying this based on what everyone's thinking.
No, you're not. Hey, we want your opinion.
But a lot of this started when Colin Kaepernick said, and after he talked to an Army vet who said, I'd rather you not sit down, but if you're going to do it, kneel. I would rather you kneel.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you doing this? Well, I'm doing this because of the police brutality that we're seeing in this world. Well, we've seen it again day in and day out. That's why they kneel, and I think they're basically taking that right from these players.
President Trump was told of the rule by Fox News. They were chatting about a few things, and Brian Kilmeade from Fox and Friends was speaking with President Trump. And here's what President Trump had to say about the new rule from the National Football League.
I think it's good. You have to stand proudly for the national anthem. Well, you shouldn't be playing. You shouldn't be there. Maybe you shouldn't be in the country.
Maybe you shouldn't be in the country. So what he's inferring is that if you are kneeling while the national anthem is being played and the flag is being presented, maybe you shouldn't be in the country.
I don't think he understands what the kneeling is about.
No,
right?
I agree with that.
I don't think he understands what they're protesting, that it's not
I don't think
about
a lot of
patriotism.
Do.
I don't think the president gets that, but that's a pretty bold statement to make.
I think a lot of people don't understand it, but if they're going to have this rule, then that means for now on, when this 2018 season starts, and I'm talking to you Chiefs fans, when the 2018 season starts, do not buy beer at concession stands. When they say home of the Brave, don't say home of the Chiefs, because you're just disrespecting it the same way that you think they're kneeling it.
The First Amendment allows you to peacefully protest. Am I correct on that?
I believe that's one. Which one exactly?
Is that the First Amendment that allows you? Let's see. Amendment protest.
And,
what are you doing in there?
I just happened to move it.
It's the First Amendment. Yeah.
Just happened to move it. So, again, they're not keeping them from protesting, to be clear about what's happening. They're just saying if you're going to protest, you need to go out of the spotlight of the cameras that you get because we gave you a job.
Okay.
You know, they still get to protest. You know, the First Amendment doesn't say we have to allow you to protest on a football field. It just says you have to be allowed to protest peacefully.
576-7798. What do you think of President Trump's statement? And I'll play it again for you when he was asked about the new rules today by Fox and Friends.
I think it's good. You have to stand proudly for the national anthem. Well, you shouldn't be playing. You shouldn't be there. Maybe you shouldn't be in the country.
This country was founded on the freedom to protest the flag. That is one of the things that makes the United States of America special. So what I can't understand is why someone who claims to love America and, you know, the America first and all of that, why in the world, if someone chooses to kneel, he would say you probably shouldn't be in the country?
Yeah, I don't like what he said about not being in the country. Do I think they're still being allowed to, you know, they're still being allowed to protest. So it's not like that right is being taken away from them entirely. But should they be kicked out of the country? No, obviously not. Right. Is there anybody that can advocate for that? Is there anybody that can support what he said?
Well, yeah.
I mean, seriously, kicked out of the country? Like, really?
I think it's good. You have to stand proudly for the national anthem.
Well, no, you
shouldn't
don't.
Be playing. You shouldn't be there. Maybe you shouldn't be in the country.
No, you don't. You don't have to stand proudly for the anthem.
It is not a rule. It is not a law.
You don't have to. And the NFL can say, if you're not going to do the same thing as everybody else, you can go somewhere else.
576-7798. Let's go to Dee Dee in Kansas City. Dee Dee, thanks for calling. Do you agree with President Trump? Dee Dee.
I do. Yes, sorry. Yes, I do agree with him. I believe in the rights of people to be able to protest peacefully. However, when we are singing the national anthem and recognizing the flag of our country, I think that the respect needs to be shown. And if people want to protest it, go someplace else and protest it, but not while we're recognizing our country's flag and our country for what it stands for. So there was a comment made earlier about, well, it isn't about the country and what have you. It's about the brutality or what have you. Okay, then go express your concerns someplace else. It doesn't have to be while we're honoring our country and our flag.
Dee Dee, thank you for your phone call. 576-7798. Eric, you're next up on 98.1 KMBZ.
Hey, what's going on?
Yo!
Man, this is a good one. You know, the thing that really irritates me, I served 8 years in the Navy. I'm a vet. And everyone in this country that's American deserves the right to First Amendment. They can protest. They can sit back and let people know the conditions that they live in is unacceptable. And it's dishonoring to these people when you go off and you have somebody like Donald Trump to sit back and these NFL owners follow his lead. It's a disgrace. They should be able to protest, let people be uncomfortable. That's the problem. We sitting here getting shot down by police all day long. People, they just released 179 guys from wrongfully been in prison. And then they got 136 they just released this year. We have a problem with our justice system, and that's the only format we have to protest to let people know, look, we shouldn't be getting treated this way in this country of the free and the brave.
Eric, thank you for your phone call, and thank you for your service. We'll take a few more of these. We're going to play Who Am I coming up in a little bit. Jamie has made it especially hard today.
But
finally, Travis is like, I finally got it.
So I'm going to do the one for tomorrow. And I'm going to pick somebody that Travis might think he doesn't need to know. That's what we're going to call the game now. Just because you don't think you should know doesn't mean you shouldn't.
What's our keyword to cash?
It is King. K-I-N-G. King. Text the word into 72881.
What do you think of President Trump's words? Yesterday, the NFL made their new rules. He spoke to Fox and Friends.
Well, you shouldn't be playing. You shouldn't be there. Maybe you shouldn't be in the country.
767-7798, taking your phone calls on the reaction from President Trump And whether or not you agree with him, he's told this to Fox and Friends after yesterday the National Football League established their new rules for protesting during the national anthem.
I think it's good. You have to stand proudly for the national anthem. Well, you shouldn't be playing. You shouldn't be there. Maybe you shouldn't be in the country.
Maybe you shouldn't be in the country for exercising your First Amendment rights. 576-7798. Do you agree with that? And let's talk to Dennis in Kansas City. Dennis, you're on KMBZ.
Yeah. Listen, I just want to simply comment that, you know, I'm not in agreement with Trump's statement. He says all kinds of inflammatory things. But I am in agreement with the concept. I don't watch a football game to find out what one individual on that team wants to say politically. I defend their right to protest, but they're employees. I'm an employee. I can't say everything I want to say just because I want to say it. I have to do what my boss wants. So I think the decision is a good decision. Stay in the room where you're hiding that. But when you want to get on television, get on a talk show or something like that, have at it, man. You have every right to protest any way you want to. But I don't think this is just about the president. I think there's a lot of people in this nation that want our flag honored. We want our national anthem honored. And that doesn't mean we're anti the people that are protesting. That's my statement.
Dennis, thanks for the phone call, man. We appreciate it. Brian in Kansas City, you're on KMBZ. What do you think of President Trump's reaction to the new NFL rules?
I think just like the previous caller, you've got an instance here where people have sort of misinterpreted what's happening. The First Amendment is a protection against government, and as the previous caller mentioned, you're a private employee and you can do whatever you want to do in terms of making rules, provided they're at least somewhat justifiable. The second part is, in order for protests to work, and history shows this, whether you talk about Gandhi or MLK or whomever, that if you want your protest to work, then you have to suffer the injustices too, which means if the NFL tells you can't take a knee and there's going to be consequences if you do, then you take that knee, you suffer those consequences, you let the world know that that's happening, and, you know, use popular opinion. But as long as you continue to fight against the consequences and say, well, you know, that's not right, and I'm going to handle this either in some sort of matter of litigation or some other forum, then the idea that you are going to be mistreated on public eye doesn't really exist, and it's less effective. And so I think those are things. And then the third thing, and I'll just kind of throw this in, you know, the court ruled on this a long time ago as far as it being the flag and respectful when they argued the Texas Johnson case in 1989, as they said, listen, can't burn it. It's a venerated symbol. This is what Texas argued. And the court, the judges even spoke up and said, yeah, that's why it works. It has to make people angry. It has to be a venerated symbol. You have to get their attention. If they're not angry, then there's nothing to it.
The point of protesting is to get a reaction out of people, is to get people to feel emotional in some people's eyes. 576-7798. You agree with President Trump? Let's go to Chris in Kansas City. You're on KMBZ. What's up, Chris?
Well, I disagree with what Trump said. I mean, I voted for the guy. He does some things I like. He does a lot of things I don't. But I served in the Navy, and, you know, any veteran will tell you they fought for people to have the right to do what they want to do. When it comes to the protest, I think a lot of people are mad because they're told to be mad. I mean, it's, you know, people that they know, someone that they look up to is mad, so they're mad with it. They just go off of that feeling, because at no point was this ever a disrespect to anyone that served. And that's the entire basis of everyone's argument, is saying that they're mad that they're disrespecting the military in our country, when taking a knee is actually seen as a respectful, you know, act.
You said you're a Navy veteran. So when you see guys take knees, let's say it's Marcus Peters, who used to be on the Chiefs, does that upset you?
Not a bit. Like, I mean, I get more upset at the idea of someone burning the flag than I do at the idea of someone taking a knee in front of a flag.
Okay. And thank you very much for your service. We appreciate the phone call as well, Chris. 576-7798. Again, earlier today, Trump's had a very busy day, by the way. He was asked about the new rules from the National Football League by Fox and Friends.
I think it's good. You have to stand proudly for the national anthem. Well, you shouldn't be playing. You shouldn't be there. Maybe you shouldn't be in the country.
Wayne in Kansas City, you're next up on KMBZ. Thanks for calling, Wayne.
Hey, thanks for having me on. Hey, I half agree with what he's trying to do. He's trying to get this country back to being proud of being American. On the other side of it, I disagree with the fact about him saying that if you don't show respect for the anthem, you shouldn't be in this country. I mean, the whole reason why people are upset with the NFL players is, you guys make millions of dollars. You're on the world stage. You're on TV every daggone weekend. And the best you can do is kneel during the national anthem, how about you go to a police department and sit down with police officers and find out why this is happening? You know what I'm...
You're kind of breaking up there, Wayne. A lot of them do. A lot of guys donate money to charities. Colin Kaepernick famously donated $1 million. Chris Long of the Eagles donated a lot of his salary last year to charities to figure out, you know, to fund ways to stop this.
The problem with Trump's statement is two things. Number one, he fundamentally indicates that he doesn't understand what this country's about. In that, in living in the United States, we are fortunate that you get to protest the flag if you want, or you get to protest anything if you want. So him saying they shouldn't be in the country shows you don't understand what American values are and what the country was founded on. He also doesn't understand what the protests were about, because that's not even what they were about in the first place.
We're arguing about something that has been completely twisted.
Yeah, he's made it about something that it's not about.
And to your point, Mike, about money being raised, $90 million has been sent to Social Justice Pact.
90.
Because that's what they were basically kneeling for, was social injustice going on in this world. And so they raised $90 million throughout these protests.
Let's talk to Linda in Kansas City. Thanks for calling, Linda. You're on KMBC.
Hi, how are you?
Doing all right.
All right, Mike, you know, I don't care for Trump. You know, I didn't vote for him, but I mean, you know, he has his way of thinking, and I mean, you know, everybody has the right to protest. If people, you know, they are employed. The NFL players, they're employed. If I made as much money as they made, I would do what they told me to do. I mean, my God, who can do that kind of work, make that kind of money?
Only a few people. So wait, yeah. I want to stick with you here for a sec, Linda. Because they're rich, they shouldn't protest?
I didn't know. I did not say
no,
that.
No, I just want you to explain. That's what I took from that.
They can protest if they want. They can protest all they want. But I'm just saying, why? You know, if you didn't make that much money, would you be doing all that protesting like that?
Well, I think, see, and that to me, it's an interesting question that you bring up. Somebody else brought that up yesterday to me. And they said, you know, they're so oppressed. They're making millions of dollars to play a game. And I said, they're not the ones that this is about. I mean, when you look at, you know, what they're doing, who they're standing up for the guy that doesn't have millions of people looking at him every single day. They're standing up for the people who don't have the platform.
But the only reason they get to is because someone else hired them to do a job. And they're taking advantage of that spotlight. You know, there are other ways to protest besides taking advantage of the camera that you happen to have on you because you play for the NFL. So I don't blame the bosses for saying you can protest all you want, but you're not going to do it on our time.
Linda, thank you for your phone call. Final word on this goes to Aaron in Kansas City on KMBZ. What's up, Aaron?
Hello. I called yesterday and I'm calling back today.
Wonderful.
I half agree with you, Wicket, on one thing, and that is that you said that this was more or less a dead issue and Trump brought life back to it. I don't believe it was a complete dead issue, but it was a protest that was being heard for the reason of the protest. And Trump did bring life back to it, but in the way of a magician. So instead of, hey, this is protesting, I'm going to have all my base rise up against them because I want them to think it's about this. And you know, everybody's saying the First Amendment rights protects you from the government, but doesn't protect you from, you know, consequences. But in my mind, this is very close to the government stepping in and impeding upon these First Amendment rights, because they're the ones that caused the uproar about the protest in the first place. So they may not be directly saying you can't protest this, but Trump has pretty much gone on record several times and said, these owners need to do something about this protest to stop it. And that's what they did.
Aaron, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
And he continues to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if he had not spoken out about it the first time, the story would have died more quickly. How many people then? How many players did we have that following
Sunday? It's like 111.
Then? Yeah, we wouldn't have had that many. And I don't know why I just don't know why it's an issue he feels the need to weigh in on. Especially on a day where we're, you know, not doing the North Korea summit. I mean, those two things are making headlines today.
I can't really blame Trump for bringing it up. It was Fox that brought it up. Kilmeade was standing there and asked him about it, giving him his first reaction. Whether it was this morning or it was yesterday afternoon. So it was Fox that brought it up. not him.
And there have been other times where he has not answered questions.
Right.
You can just say, you know what? I'm not going to wade into that debate. That's a little below me.
I'll get back to you.
Or just, that's for the NFL to figure out.
Yeah.
That's below my pay grade.
You can check out the story on our Facebook page. It is there. Let us know what you think. Facebook.com/981KMBZ. All right. I didn't make this.
I did.
Jamie made today's Who Am I.
I did. But I'm giving you license with the clues, if you would like.
I'm going to modify a couple, because if we just read them verbatim.
But Travis got it.
Travis had all 10 to look at and a computer.
You're going to get all 10 eventually, too, and you have a computer, too.
You got to figure out who I am today. It is tougher than normal. Jamie made it.
It's because yesterday was so easy.
Nothing's off the board when when Travis makes it, it's never about politics. Everything's on the board when Jamie makes it. You're playing for a pair of tickets to the ultimate tribute band to the Beatles. Reunion Beatles Fantasy Tribute is the rock and roll reunion of all time, filled with stories, laughter, and of course those incredible timeless Beatles classics and great solo hits that are loved by so many. It's a great tribute to John, Paul, George, and Ringo at the Folly Theater in downtown Kansas City. You want to win tickets? Got to figure out who I am today.
These are good tickets, too.
576-7798. You got to answer on the air. Clue number one.
You shouldn't just let me do stuff on my own.
Clue number one, and I didn't make this.
I did.
I am a Democrat. Travis has just put his head in his hand. He's like, God bless it. Why don't you just start with that?
He likes it when it's difficult.
Clue number one, I'm a Democrat. Who am I? It's not me, by the way. 576-7798. Who am I? For tickets to go see a Beatles tribute coming up next here on KMBZ. Play the game Who Am I, which we are playing right now. Feel free to jump in if you want to at 576-7798. We've got tickets on the line for you to go check out Beatles tribute, the reunion Beatles. It's a fantasy tribute to the rock and roll reunion of all time. Great stories, John, Paul, George, and Ringo. It's at the Folly Theater in downtown Kansas City. Usually Jamie has the text line open for the entire show, and we see guest after guest after guest after guest come in. Clue number one is, I am a Democrat. We got like three.
What, do you people not know Democrats?
I love that.
Are we learning something about the audience here that you can't name any Democrats?
I think my favorite response, I opened the text line when you said that. So today's person is a brainwashed idiot or something.
Ooh, I'd be careful. I watch that. You never know who the clue is.
It's like, that is hilarious. Huh. All right. 576-7798. Clue number one is, I am a Democrat. Let's see if you can figure out who I am today. Got to answer on the air. Got to answer on the air. Let's start with Alex on KMBZ. Alex, who am I?
Paul McCartney.
Am I Paul McCartney? No, but that would make sense.
Is he a Democrat?
Yes.
I didn't even know that.
He marched at the March for Our Lives.
Oh.
As a matter of fact. Huh. Doesn't have to be a Democrat to march in the March for Our Lives, but he was there. I believe it was at the one in New York, I think. How about Ross on KMBZ? Ross, who am I?
Pelosi.
Say that again, please.
Nancy Pelosi.
Am I Nancy Pelosi? No, not Nancy Pelosi, but it makes sense. She's in the news. She referred to the letter that President Trump sent to Kim Jong-un as a Valentine's Day giggle fest today. How about Neil on KMBZ? Neil, who am I? Nope, Neil's gone. How about Ken on KMBZ? Ken, who am I? Ken.
Nancy Pelosi.
Am I Nancy Pelosi? No, I am not. I'll give you another clue, though. 576-7798. I am a Democrat. Clue number two, I'm a lifelong Kansas City Royals fan.
There you go.
Clue number two, I'm a lifelong Kansas City Royals fan. John, you're on KMBZ. Who am I, John?
Oh, I had an answer, and I was thought of somebody else.
Can still guess.
You can still guess in three, two.
Chuck Schumer.
Am I Chuck Schumer? Do not believe Mr. New York is much of a Royals fan, but I don't know. Let's go to Joey. Joey's gone. All right, 576-7798. You have stumped these people today.
Early.
I guess normally
that doesn't happen until later. It's fine, though. Like I said, I really like this game. I like it when this game goes a while.
Let's go to Josh on KMBZ. Josh, who am I?
You are Mike Wicket.
Am I Mike Wicket?
Are you a lifelong Kansas City Royals fan?
I am not a lifelong Kansas City Royals fan.
One of these days, I will do a Who Am I, and it will be you, though.
I love to see the 8 clues you come up with.
I'll go get them from Lee or something. Like, it'll be stuff that, you know, that we haven't talked about on the air necessarily.
Joe, you're on KMBZ. Joe, who am I?
Tim Kaine.
Am I Tim Kaine? No, not bad. He's a Democrat for sure. I don't know if Tim's a lifelong Royals fan. Let's see here. Next clue for you. I spent 3.5 years in a very visible role under President Obama. I spent 3.5 years in a very visible role under President Obama. 576-7798. Let's go to Mike. Who am I, Mike?
Yeah, you got me with that last one. I was going to say Eric Stone Street. I'm out.
Not Eric Stone Street. How about Paul? You're on KMBZ. Who am I, Paul?
Well, with that last clue, I don't know. I was going to say Garth Brooks.
Do you want to stick with that?
Yep.
Am I Garth Brooks?
Nope.
How about Nancy on KMBZ? Nope, Nancy's gone. How's the text line? Text line got it yet?
Getting a little more creative.
All right. Clue number one, I'm a Democrat. Creative. Clue number two, I'm a lifelong Royals fan. Clue number three, I spent 3.5 years in a very visible role under President Barack Obama.
I'm feeling really good about myself right now. I just got to say. Having a really good noon hour right now.
Brian, you're on KMBZ. Who am I, Brian?
I say Josh Earnest.
Am I Josh Earnest?
See? Wow. It was not as hard as you two thought.
Impressive.
Oh, ye of little faith.
Hang on hold, Brian. That was pretty good, man.
Good job, buddy.
In a second, you're going to have to explain who Josh Earnest is.
I will.
You've got tickets coming your way, Brian, to the ultimate tribute. It is Reunion Beatles Fantasy Tribute. This is the Rock and Roll Reunion Hall of Fame of all time, filled with stories, laughter, and those incredible, timeless Beatles classics. Great tribute coming to the Folly Theater in downtown Kansas City. I would love to see this. Lee is a huge Beatles fan. Mm-hmm. Huge Beatles fan. So we'll give away another pair of tickets tomorrow.
Can I just point out, Brian got it before you did?
I had no
idea. You read all 10 clues, had no clue. Brian heard 4.
I should have.
And knew who it was.
I feel bad about that.
You thought it was so difficult.
I did.
It wasn't. Well, wasn't that hard?
I did kind of group some clues together.
But you had all 10.
Yeah.
And didn't know it.
For people, I grouped some clues together. I'm the idiot here.
Yeah, I mean.
There's no doubt.
Textline had it a while ago.
Oh, good for the good job.
So for everybody who thought it was going to be so difficult, Textline had it. He is the former White House press secretary under President Obama. He was the last one that President Obama had.
Gotcha.
He is from Kansas City. The clue that you didn't get yet, that wasn't given yet, was he was just hired as the new communications director for United Airlines and is moving to Chicago to go help sort that disaster out.
Oh, what's going on at United? Things have been going so well.
Just a few things. So, and I'm a fan. EJ and Ellen have interviewed him multiple times, including in studio last year.
That was a clue on the list we didn't get to.
So, he is a big Royals fan. As somebody pointed out, when the Royals were at the White House, he tweeted out a bunch of pictures of Hosmer and talks about the Chiefs a lot on his Twitter feed. And I thought it was a good one. I'm really going difficult for tomorrow, man. I thought that was hard. I thought that was going to be difficult. I was worried. But Brian, you knew it. And whoever else...
The text line, it was all over it.
The problem is when the text line gets it, we can't say that on the air because then you're going to know who you are and you're going to call. And that's cheating.
Yeah.
And we don't cheat. All right. So coming up, and some of you are making some very not nice comments about Wicket and I that I think are not necessary.
Let me go open the text line now. What's being said? Important. How bad we are?
Well, whatever. So at some point we need to talk about the Twitter poll that I have out.
Oh, what
based on our little back and forth that we're having with Channel 9. About breakfast food, sort of. If you follow me on Twitter, at JamieKMBZ, we did a little Twitter poll this morning. What's the better treat, ice cream sandwich or orange push-up?
I want to get Travis's take on this.
What's the better treat? Now, Wicket doesn't like chocolate, so we already know.
Yeah, you know where I'm going. That goes. Travis, orange push-up. Orange push-up,
like from the Schwann's Man, or ice cream sandwich.
Wrong answer.
I was just going to say, make the right guess.
Wrong answer, Travis.
Didn't make the right guess.
So are you just saying... Just
Channel
like
9,
a,
maybe, like would love
like
to
a,
have you.
Like a snack in general, is that what you're saying?
What would you rather have? An orange push-up or an ice cream sandwich?
Yeah, ice cream sandwich,
no
hands down.
No way. Your hands get all gross.
No, they don't. You keep it in the paper.
God. Then you wind up eating paper.
No, you don't. Are you a little kid?
Have you met him?
Who are you talking to?
I have a box of orange push-ups in the freezer that do not have your name on it.
Do you know how many times I have messed up on a push-up and you push it up too hard and the thing just flops out?
You hurt your hand with the stick in the middle.
Right. Mechanical error.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.